you know, a great bunch of people to work for, from, you know, from the chairman, the CEO, down to the, you know, to the backroom staff. It's a very, very close-knit group of players and close-knit group of staff. So it made my job pretty easy.
I guess when you come in, you want to spend time with your players. Easter means you're not really going to get that, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But, you know, we've had a couple of really good sessions, Monday and Tuesday. You know, there were lots of positive signs on Friday night. And, you know, it just shows that we're not far off. You know, the effort's there. It's just turning that effort into points now. And, you know, we'll go into this game with full of confidence.
Despite where the club sits on the league ladder, you've inherited a really decent squad here, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, and the one positive thing is everyone's fit and healthy, barring, you know, a couple of individuals. So, there's not many teams that can, you know, be able to change too much over the Easter period like we can. We've kept a few guys fresh for Monday, deliberately there. But we're looking forward to Friday, focusing on Friday and what we need to do.
Looking at your Hull KR side, play some great rugby. Is that what you want your Wakefield Trinity Wildcats team to do as well?
Yeah, you know, that's my philosophy. I like to throw the ball around, and he's kind of a don't die wondering kind of coach. You know, we've worked on a little bit of structure this week on how we're going to play, and, you know, made it clear of, you know, certain individuals what their roles are within the team. I thought defensively we looked pretty good against Hull FC. But what disappointed me was what we did with the ball. We just played a little bit too much ad lib and panicked, and we just lacked any real patience when we had the ball. But that's something that we're looking to improve on this week.
And is that where you feel the instant improvement is in this side, if we can just get a bit more composure with the ball in hand?
Yeah, I think so, and just a better understanding between, you know, the players and what the roles are within the group. You know, if we can find some little improvements over these next few days, then I'll be a happy coach.
What type of club have you come to now, do you feel?
It's a very, very passionate club. It's very family orientated. It's, you know, it's a similar club to Hull Kingston Rovers. You know, there's a lot of good people here, and, you know, I'm enjoying my time here. It's, you know, I've fitted in really well. It just, you know, I feel like I've been here a long time, and that's a credit to the boys and, you know, the rest of the staff for making me feel so welcome.
Were you surprised you got the chance to jump straight back in?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely, because I thought Brian were doing a fantastic job there. You know, I think recruitment wise, it's done really well in recruiting, you know, the squad that we've got. And I were enjoying some quality time at home with the family, and taking the kids to school, and, you know, taking them to ballet on a weekend. It came out of the blue. I spoke to Michael Carter a couple of days after Brian left. He phoned me up for an interview, and, you know, I came and met him, and, you know, within a couple of days, I was announced the head coach. You know, very, very proud moment for myself, and being a Wakefield lad, it means a hell of a lot.
It'd be nice to get your first win this weekend. Huddersfield, your first opponents. What have you made of their start to the year?
Yeah, it's a strange one. You know, having coached Hull KR in pre-season friendly against them, they look very, very physical. Certainly, looked like a top four side, and, you know, I think they are a top four side. They've just had a lot of injuries to contend with, to key personnel. Obviously lost Joe Wardle and Earl Crabtree again this week, so they're doing it tough. But there's a lot of other teams doing it tough, and, you know, Paul Anderson won't be looking for any excuses from his team. We'll just be looking for some actions this weekend, and, you know, just like myself, you know, we both want the same thing, and that's 2 points.
And is it a question to get this game out of the way, then evaluate where you're all at Friday night in terms of team for Monday at Leeds?
Yeah, we've obviously got to put the 19-man squad in on Saturday. We're fortunate enough that we've got, you know, some depth in the squad. We've held a few people back, and we should have some players, you know, four, five, six players available on Monday, so we'll be able to freshen up that way. But the key is getting a result on Friday. And you know, we need a result just to, you know, just to give everybody some belief and some confidence.
Have you set any long term objectives here yet, or is it just you just taking it as you find it at the minute?
I'm just taking it as I find it at the minute. It's obviously I've only been here. I think it's a week now. You know, there's a few things that, you know, I want to change in and around the club, and but that'll take time. But you know, my week here, I've really enjoyed it. The guys have made me feel really welcome, and you know, all the staff are very, you know, they can't do enough for you.
I want to ask you about what type of club have you come to before. To an outsider looking in, whilst the results haven't been what everyone would hope, the club does seem to be building slowly and the right way. Is this a long-term project for you?
Oh, definitely. I want to be here long-term. You know, Michael spoke about his vision. You know, he's got Wakefield at heart, and you know, the Wakefield club. You know, I know, being a Wakefield fan, it's not been managed correctly, you know, for a number of years, and you know, man could put a plan in place, you know, to make sure that we learn from the mistakes of the, you know, previous regimes. And you know, I want to be here long term. I've got a contract till the end of next year, but it's a building process. I think there's some really good plans in place, and you know, I'm enjoying working with you know, with the players and also Michael and Chris.
Final one from me. Easter as a player or as a coach, which is best or easiest?
Easiest, coach. I never used to miss the Easter period. It used to take a hell of a lot out of players. You know, we're always very, very flat the second game. So yeah, it's certainly a lot easier being a coach of a rugby league side than being a player over Easter.